This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
My radio, it is Connor here with you this evening. Now, Stephanie Rainey is going to be joining me in just a minute. If you haven't seen her video, her audition yet on America's Got Talent, make sure you go and check it out on YouTube or TikTok, wherever it might be. But I have a little snippet here before I get the chat on with Stephanie, who's waiting patiently. So have a listen.
I'll keep you through these last few breaths.
About something really sad, it's real. And your voice is beautiful. A lot of people are going to resonate with that song and you. I absolutely love this.
Thank you so much.
Stephanie, I'm going to give you your first yes.
I'm also going to give you a yes.
Yes. I think I'm going to give you about 4,000 yeses.
Now, I am delighted to be joined by singer-songwriter, radio presenter, and now America's Got Talent contestant, Miss Stephanie Rainey. How are you?
I'm good. What an intro.
I'm like, your bio on your Instagram now is going to be massive.
I tell you what, I know I'm going to have to start adding them in. I'll put in like philanthropist, mother,
philanthropist,
songwriter, cork woman. I'll put in a whole list of them.
Come here, Stephanie. I'd say the last 24 hours have been in mental, I would say.
Indescribably amazing. Honest to God, like the amount of support that we've received for our audition has been just phenomenal. Like from all over the world, but here in Ireland, like people have just gotten behind us so much. It's been probably one of the best days of my career, certainly by a mile. But like I would say second to having my son Jackson, like probably one of the best days we've ever had. It's been amazing, honestly.
So come here, a question is, I would love to know, how did it come about? When did the thought come, right, America's Got Talent, let's get on a plane, let's let's see how this goes?
I think it's been like a knock-on effect, really. Like, I mean, starting back in September last year, I really sat down with myself and I was like, right, you know, we're in this modern world, you have got to start trying to get a grasp on things like TikTok. And, you know, really TikTok was the one, because I was seeing a lot of artists break on there. And I was like, yeah. I really felt like Please Don't Go had the potential to connect on there. So I started off with that, just try to learn how to navigate it. I was working with actually Miriam Mullins in Red FM. She's
yeah.
a massive TikToker. Lovely, lovely human being. Like really, I cannot say enough good things about her. But she really sat down with me and just kind of showed me. She was like, look, this is kind of how it works. So I just couldn't figure it out. And she really helped me to just kind of stay the course and just really just commit to it and gave me great tips on how to, like, when to post and how to do it. And it eventually just worked. Like, one of the videos just went eventually. And, like, between then and, like, now, Please Don't Go has been viewed, like, over 40 million times.
Jesus.
Which is insane, you know? But, like, the ironic thing is that, like, you probably haven't heard about that. Nobody, like, it's just kind of living in its own sort of space. So I was like, I need to do something now that is going to bridge the gap between the potential that it has and what it could be. And a lot of the traction was taking place in America, so I was like, I am going to need to now like really jump outside my comfort zone, because the thought of this would terrify
yeah,
me and do something bigger than I've ever done before and take a chance. And that's what I did, and that's how it came about. It was just like, it's kind of now or never, so just jump in with both feet. And we just got on the plane and went and did it.
Yeah, like Cillian Murphy has Oppenheimer, and now you have America's Got Talent, Cork, making absolute ripples.
Tell you what, we're clearly in the same boat, right?
the People's Republic of Cork has taken over.
We always knew this, though.
Yeah, you always knew. Yeah. I had a teacher in school who used to be so Cork proud. She'd nearly mention it in every class. It was mental. We used to take the mickey over.
Dead right. She knew where her bread was buttered.
Absolutely. Stephanie, the song itself, it's called Please Don't Go. Can you give us a little bit of the background behind it?
Yeah, like, look, it's a very personal track. It's a very sad song, you know. There's yeah. no two ways about it. Like, I wrote it about kind of my experience of kind of losing my nephew, even more so than that, just the experience of what it's like to lose somebody in general. I think anyone who's experienced this will know, and I think that's why it resonates so much, is it seems to just be able to kind of sum it up in like a couple of lines, really, yeah. What it's like, you know. And I think people are finding it and relating to it because a lot of people deal with it, but it's just a very isolating thing because there's nothing that anybody can do to help you when you're going through that, when you've lost somebody. Like, there's nothing that anyone can do to change how you feel about it or make it better in any way. So that's what it's about. And I think that sense of like connection comes from the fact that it is just a very honest sort of portrayal
raw and
of
real.
What that is.
Yeah. Like, I knew that I was going to be chatting to you today, so as soon as I listen to it, I'll give you some insight. So I lost my sister about 2 years ago.
And, oh, man, I'm so sorry.
So when I listened to this first, like within, I'd say like 15 seconds, I had tears in my eyes. I was like, all right, okay, hold on, Connor, we're in this now. It's so real. And as Simon Cowell said, he said, of all the songs I've heard this year, best by a mile, even though it's something really sad, it's real. And I think anything now, like, we live in a world now with social media, a lot of things are just made up, right, smoke and mirrors, but actual human emotion is such a driver. And it's like Simon said, it's just real.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that. First of all, I'm so sorry about your sister. It's such a life altering experience when you lose somebody so close to you. You know, it really is. It changes everything. Sometimes it changes things in the sense that I think you appreciate things a lot more, but it doesn't take away just the life altering sense of like what life is never the same. You know,
100%.
One day you're one person, and the next day you are a completely different version of yourself. You know, but I agree. I do think that what people are looking for, I feel like, in our worlds that we have these days, that we exist in, is connection, because we all feel like we're connected. We do.
Yeah.
You know, of course we're all connected. We have social media and we have phones and we can text people and we can call people. But I think there is a lot of smoke and mirrors, like you're saying, online, and there's a lot of sort of things that you might feel emotionally connected to, and then there's things that really will make you feel like, okay, this actually is making me feel a little bit less alone in what I've been dealing with. I'm so grateful that Please Don't Go seems to have become that kind of authentic place where people can go and relate to other people who've been through the same thing. So that makes me super proud. Like, and to, you know, obviously to get like someone like Simon Cowell saying that he has a, like, respect for the song, it's amazing for me as an artist. Like, it's absolutely mind blowing. Honestly,
how did it feel at the end of the audition? He was on the stage, like the Simon Cowell seal of approval. Oh my god,
it was crazy. I mean, I think we walked off being like, what just happened? Like, when he came up, he was like, honestly, he's standing in front of me and Sarah, and we were like looking right at him, being like, that's Simon Cowell from the telly. Like, and now acutely aware of the fact that we are going to be on the TV, you know? And it is a very surreal thing, because you know how, like, you know, the way we all know certain things and how they look and what they look like. So, like, you know, you think about, like, America's Got Talent, and you can picture the stage before you even hear the, like, before you even look at it, you know what it looks like with the four X's and the judges in the front. When we went over to LA, like, I brought down to the studio, we brought down to the venue where it happens, and like, you walk onto the stage, it's exactly what you see on the TV. You stand on the X, the mic is there, like, it's exactly the same. So it's such a surreal experience. I feel like we were watching it last night again. We kind of got together with all my friends and family and watched it all. Me and Sarah were sitting next to them being like, did we do that? Like, that's mental.
It all sinks in then. Were you in a cinema watching it, by the way?
Yeah, so there's a little pop-up cinema down here in Cork in the Marina Market, and we rented it for the night, and we just played it, like, for all my kind of closest friends.
And
it was unreal. I was honestly, like, I think I was kind of reluctant, actually, because my partner, Gary, he organised it. He was like, we're doing something. I was like, no, like, let's just get it out. I was so nervous about it airing. I was terrified. And then once I saw it, I was like, this is great now. You know, I just kind of needed to see it myself before.
Sure, this is great.
But, you know, like, I think I needed to see it before I could even be comfortable with it, because I didn't know how it was going to look, how it was going to sound. I was terrified. I just couldn't commit to it until I was like, oh, and then I really enjoyed the fact that we did something and marked it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to mark it, of course. Like, I love how excited, I can still hear the excitement and the buzzing in your voice. It's, you're making me excited, and I'm on, like, the other side of the country, and not the people of Republic of Cork. Come here to me. At the end, when Simon said, I give you 4,000 yeses, it did cross my mind. I was like, she's going to get a golden buzzer here.
I know. I think that it felt like it could go that way, but it also felt, and I was talking to somebody else a little bit earlier on about this, we came off and like we felt like the exact thing that should have happened. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, 100% with you, yeah.
Because we felt like when we came off, if they had done a golden buzzer, it would have changed the kind of atmosphere, I think, in the room. Like the atmosphere in the room was very, very like real, you know? Yeah. It was very quiet, like that silence you heard at the end of the song existed. And it was very heavy, you know, like beautifully heavy, but very heavy. And I feel like if it was like a golden buzzer moment, it would have been kind of maybe like a mismatch. Of
yeah,
like
I get what you mean. Because even when they were panning around people in the crowd, like you could see a few wobbly chins. And it was probably nice that when it just finished, the silence was that like it just felt like, right.
I'm really hoping, like, we don't know yet if we're going to go forward anymore in the competition. We still don't know.
Okay.
We hope we do. Like, you know what I mean? We're really hoping that we get a chance to do it again. And I think that, like, getting the golden buzzer is amazing, but, like, it would also mean that we would miss out on another chance to play another song.
Of course.
So I think we're kind of happy with how the cards have fallen, and, like, people underneath the video saying that there should have been a golden buzzer, it's so cool to see people thinking that. Like, it's amazing to have that rally of support. It's incredible. So... yeah, we just have to take it as it comes now, and like the audition is performing so much beyond what I could have even imagined. Like, it's the number one trending video on YouTube today.
It's crazy.
That is like I cannot quantify that.
They'll give you the key to the city next. That's what it'll be.
That's what I want. I want the key to Cork City. Me and Roy Keane.
You and Roy splitting it down the middle. So Stephanie, so you're not sure what's happening next, but
no,
I can tell
yet.
You the whole country, not just Cork, are behind you, like, and people all across the world. It must be a mad feeling that people like globally now know who you are. They're like, this woman has talent, this song is beautiful, she needs to keep going. And
it's
crazy.
It's the catalyst that will keep us going, you know. It has been, like I said, the most amazing, and like I will never take for granted the support that I receive. I never have and I never will, because it is, you have no idea how heartwarming it is, like, when you get that backing from people, you know. Like, we've got two big shows coming up now. We booked two, like, my biggest shows ever, doing one in Cork City Hall in December, the 18th of December, and one in Vicar Street in November 14th. And they're going on sale in the morning. And, like, that to me... I know it might sound cliche. Like, I can't believe that I'm playing Vicar Street. Like, that is blowing my mind. It is not lost on me how amazing it is, the opportunities that have been given to me now here, you know. So
incredible.
I'm going to do my best to move forward with it. And if we get another shot at it, just to keep trying to do Ireland proud and put it, you know, showcasing what we can do here. Like, we've got some of the most amazing musicians in the world in this country. I know some of them personally. Like, and it's just to try and kind of just keep banging the drum.
Keep banging the drum.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stephanie, I was going to mention your two gigs. You've done it. You're playing in Dublin and Vicar Street on the 14th and Cork City Hall on the 18th of December. I just want to say, from myself and from probably everybody listening to this, you're already doing us proud, so keep marching forward. I've no doubt whatsoever in 2026 it's going to be Taylor Swift opening for Stephanie Rainey in maybe the Aviva. Maybe the Aviva's not big enough, but sure, we can get an extension, you know.
Oh, wouldn't that be like a complete vortex if that happened?
Imagine Cillian Murphy bringing on your mic for you. Here you go, Stephanie. Now.
Thank you so much, man. Honestly, I appreciate the support, and like, iRadio have always been so good to me, so I really do.
So for people who haven't maybe listened or seen it yet, go and check it out. It's on YouTube, it's on Facebook, it's on Instagram. Stephanie, would you mind, lovely for you to do us, would be to introduce your song for us.
For sure. I'm Stephanie Rainey, and this is my song, Please Don't Go, on iRadio.
I hold your hand till it goes cold. I hold my tears until you go. That leaves your bones. It soaks the purpose from my own. Oh, please don't go. you best. I'll keep you through these last few breaths and kiss and love you till the end.
With Louise Clark.